contents of this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. If you have a specific health concern or condition, please consult a qualified healthcare professional. For more details, check out herguru.uk/disclaimers. Have you ever wondered how the shadows of your past can illuminate the path to your future healing and growth? And I'm just curious to know, can you imagine transforming your deepest struggles into your greatest strengths and then finding joy in places that you least expect it? Hello, everyone, and welcome to ABGW, Amazing, Brilliant, Gorgeous, Wonderful. I'm Cheryl, your guide, and today's episode is all about breaking free, escaping the clutches of addiction. Now, we're not just having another conversation here, of course we're not. We're using this as a stepping stone towards the life we love more often than not. So stay tuned while we look at some practical strategies that may help you get more of the life that you love. Remember, if you're not ready for that kind of challenge yet, that's okay too. Just listen and join in when you want to. But for those of us who are sticking around, let's dive in and discover how we can turn our struggles into strength. Stay tuned. This episode of ABGW is brought to you by Her Guru Coaching and Hypnotherapy, exploring the potential within. Her Guru provides both physical and mental fitness coaching and hypnotherapy services. You can find out more details by visiting herguru.uk. You know, to me, addiction can be like being stuck in the middle of a crazy storm, where the wind's howling and rain's pouring down, a bit like the weather at the moment. And it's not just about being hooked on substances like alcohol or drugs. It's also about those sneaky habits like overeating, smoking, compulsive shopping, you know. But the thing is, here's the good news. You're not just a leaf in the wind. No, no, no. You can be the captain of your own ship, steering clear of the chaos and navigating towards a life of peace and recovery. So let's explore some strategies to help you take back control. So imagine yourself on a boat amidst a ferocious storm. To me, that's addiction. But you also have to remember that in every storm, there's a calm center, you know, where you can find peace. And it's interesting because my friend Sarah, she was caught in the addiction of online shopping. I must admit, I've had that addiction too. And she was buying all sorts of things, you know, things that she would never use, appliances, kitchen gadgets. I remember seeing her wardrobe of coats that she never actually wore. And one day, I remember she realized her house was getting full. But she also realized that her heart was empty. And that's when she decided to take control and start steering her life towards calmer waters. And the thing is, just like Sarah, you too can start navigating your way to a healthier and happier relationship with yourself in your life. So first up, let's talk about faith. Because to me, it's like that lighthouse beacon in the dark. Faith isn't just about religious beliefs, which of course it is, but it's also about believing that there's something greater than you that will give you hope and strength. That's one of the reasons why I like hanging out with people who go to AA. Now, you're probably thinking, why would Cheryl say something like that? The thing is, if you've ever gone to an AA meeting and you've sat down and listened to some of the stories that people who have been addicted to alcohol have conveyed, you would understand that really your life And the things that you moan about are nothing, nothing. These people, I revere them. I honestly, I say this from the bottom of my heart. Addiction is the silent killer. It's killing all of us. It's killing all of us because, especially something like alcohol, because it's everywhere. You know, it's, in fact, I'm one of these people who when I go out and I don't drink, and I don't drink a lot, I never have, people find it weird. People find it peculiar. You don't drink? Are you ill? Is there something wrong with you? No, no, no. I'm just not a big alcohol fan. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I don't like the way it makes me behave. And I don't like waking up with hangovers. And for me, hangovers are not even like hangovers. Hangovers are like I have to sleep 12 hours. So that's like a whole day gone when I've drunk too much. So what I would say to you is faith, you know, it's like Star Wars, where, you know, the Force, that unseen power that can really bolster you in your fight against addiction. And no matter how dark it seems, there's always a glimmer of hope. And that's what I have found hanging out with people who regularly attend AA meetings and are willing to confront what is going on in their heads so that they can be empowered, you know, with that higher power, you know, the universe, the force, whatever you want to call it, whatever floats your boat. It, to me, it's never too late to find the strength in your beliefs, whatever they are. So I'm thinking about Jack, a young man who was addicted to gambling. And I remember he felt lost until he found the solace in meditation and spirituality. And now he, what's so profound is that he now paints. He has these amazing canvases that he does. And I think that newly found faith began from his guiding light, that guiding light that he found in attending meetings, and because it was showing him that there is much more to life than that roll of the dice. You know, his story is kind of like a testament to the faith that he has in himself and how faith can illuminate the darkest of paths. So let's flex our courage muscles. And to me, courage isn't about being fearless. It's more about facing fears head on. You know, it's about feeling, I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, it's about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And, you know, being a superhero in our own stories. And for you, you can confront your addiction like it's the ultimate villain. I'm thinking of a scene from Marvel movies where the heroes always stand up to impossible odds. And that's the kind of courage we're talking about here. So unleash your courage. Unleash it. Amazing, brilliant, gorgeous, wonderful. Helping women just like you who are unhappy. Perhaps even with your supposedly quote unquote good life. This is a mum and daughter duo, not pulling any punches as we explore trauma recovery and ideas for building resilience. So you work smarter and definitely not harder to create a transformational life, a life you love more often than not. Towards recovery. And what I found really interesting was Linda's story kind of showed me that courage doesn't have to be a big roar. It can be something just quiet, like that quiet voice at the end of the day saying, you know what? I will try again tomorrow. Because inside each of all of us. There's a Hulk waiting to be allowed to do some unleashing. Just, it's funny, just as I was thinking that, I was imagining the Incredible Hulk in the Marvel movies. And, you know, I remember that scene where, you know, they try and get him to just calm down. And I remember him doing something with the widow, I think it was the widow, and she was touching his hand. She was using that slight touch to calm him down, you know. Because the thing is, you got a well of strength, just like the Hulk, within you. And when you tap into it, you become unstoppable. People are so amazing. I will never understand how, as a society, we're constantly putting people down. People are truly amazing. You only need to see that when you think about what it was like when you were a child, how nothing seemed impossible to you. And your parents would always have to be calling you back because you wanted to explore the world and just see what was going on. So I invite you to recognize your inner strength and use it to tackle the challenges that you may have of addiction. Now, I'm remembering the film Peaceful Warrior. It's one of my favorite films. And it's about finding inner strength in the face of adversity. And to me, that is a perfect metaphor for our journey. So now let's talk about tapping into your inner strength. So consider this, the story of Alex. Alex struggled with food addiction. He felt completely powerless until he started running. Now, I remember Alex seeing him in a YouTube video when he first started running. And I'll be honest, Alex was definitely overweight. You could see that he was having problems with his knees because of his weight. But what I noticed in the series of videos that I saw that Alex put on YouTube is that with each step, he kind of tapped into his inner strength. And it was an inner strength that it was interesting. I don't think he even realized he knew that he had. But what you noticed was that running became his therapy, you know, his way of sort of reclaiming back some control in his life. And for me, Alex's journey just reminds me that our inner strength is like that muscle, that the more we use it, the stronger it becomes. And that is true, because I remember when I first started running, and because of my body shape, I'm not a long distance runner, but even I have done a half marathon. You know, I've done several half marathons now. And it's like, to me, it's all about your mindset. You know, what is possible for you? Of course, you've got to consider your physical, you know, body and looking after it and making sure that you stretch properly and you eat well so that you can feel your muscles. But a lot of the challenges that we face, and I'm not saying that everyone should go out and do a half marathon. I'm just saying that sometimes we have to push past the fear that we have, the fear that we create for ourselves, and just do things anyway and just see what happens. And I remember the first half marathon that I did, Reading Half Marathon, I felt, even though I was physically absolutely exhausted at the end, I felt so elated. I honestly remember I wanted to walk home. I mean, crazy, I know, but I remember feeling that I felt so good within myself that I had achieved something that I never ever thought I would ever do. And yes, loads of people run half marathons. I'm not exceptional in any way. But what I would invite you to think about, we all have these mental blocks that we put up. And if running, if giving your time to charity, if helping other people helps you along that way so that you can knock down some of those barriers. I would invite you to do that. Recovery is a long road, kind of like a marathon. So patience and perseverance is your best friend, dudes. So start small. If a day feels too long, start with an hour. If an hour feels too long, start with 10 minutes. If even 10 minutes seems too long, do what James Clear does. Start with even something even smaller than that. Start with 1 minute. Because to me, it's like building a puzzle, one piece at a time. And I want to share Rita's story. Rita was addicted to smoking for over 20 years. Rita's path to quitting was, of course, filled with ups and downs. But with patience and perseverance, Rita's celebrated 1 year of smoke-free life. A smoke-free environment in her home that she now loves. And it's kind of like Rita's story is, to me, a really powerful example of how just taking things one day at a time can lead to monumental achievements. So I want you to think about this for a moment. Just think about how you can lean on other people for support, your friends, your family, the support groups like AA, and any other support groups that you can find, because they can be your lifeline on this journey. So join a support group, find your tribe, you know, those that understand what your struggle is. And I want to invite you to reward yourself for every milestone that you reach. Now, I know what I'm like. I have a tendency to reward myself with food. I love sweet things. So what I try and do, because I know I have this tendency, what I try to do is reward myself with practical things. So that's one of the reasons why I love going to the theatre, because I use that as my reward. I save my little pennies, and then come summertime, I'm out there. I'm out enjoying as many plays, theatre, opera, ballet, concerts. I just love all that. So that's how I reward myself. Whenever I know I'm doing good work, I put my pennies in my jar, and then, yeah, boom, I'm out there. Enjoying all those beautiful things. So yeah, reward yourself in a way that will support you, will support your efforts. And nothing says celebration to me like a good get together. So if it means having, you know, a small party with friends and family, if that's going to help keep you on the straight and narrow, you do it. Lastly, I want to talk about seeking support. I'm thinking about Tom here. Tom was overcoming an addiction to painkillers, which to me kind of seems impossible, really, until he joined a support group. And I remember Tom telling me that he found people who listened to him and they kind of understood and helped him move away from that feeling of being alone. And he was explaining that this community became his lifeline. And Tom experience kind of shows me the incredible power of seeking and receiving support. So what I'd invite you to do is recognize that any addiction that you have, regardless of what it is, recognizing that addiction is your first step. And with some of these strategies, I believe you'll be gearing yourself up for the battle that you need to go through. But I want you to remember that you're not sailing these stormy seas alone. We're all in this together, and together we can conquer. We really can conquer anything. So let's set sail towards a life you love more often than not. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that recognizing your addiction is just the first step. And like Sarah, like Jack, like Linda, like Alex and Rita and Tom, you too can break free of the chains of addiction. And I want you to remember, these stories aren't just tales. They are beacons of hope guiding us towards a brighter future. And you are not alone on this journey. And together we can conquer anything. So let's keep sailing towards a life we love, one day at a time. And remember, the conversation doesn't just end here. We're going to be diving into other aspects of trauma recovery, exploring how mindfulness and self-care can help transform our lives. So stay tuned. This is just kind of like a little taster of some of the content that's coming up. But before I go, I just want to invite you to think about how today, in this moment, just for today, just like that little card that the AA give out, it's called Just for Today. Just think about what the one thing that you can actually do that's going to make the biggest difference, not just to your life today, but tomorrow and the days and weeks ahead. Okay, so we have tackled something really close to my heart today. And I just want to thank everyone for the insights that they've provided in helping me craft this episode. What I would like to say is, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I would like to invite you to seek help in a support group, anything that will help you move closer to the life that you love. Thank you for joining us here in our journey of exploring trauma recovery and resilience and breaking free of the clutches of addiction. I hope this episode has helped you create the life you love more often than not. Remember to stick around for more empowering content from ABGW. Amazing, brilliant, gorgeous, wonderful. Remember, your resilience is not just a trait, it's a powerful force that shapes your life. So as we part ways for now, may your force go with you and be with you, guiding and strengthening you every step of the way. So until the next time, keep finding and embracing those moments of outrageous, unconscious joy. Bye for now.